For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Today, I want to talk to you about something that destroys a lot of people's happiness, a lot of people's joy, a lot of people's fulfillment in life. And it's a pattern. It's a pattern that I've observed amongst many people, including myself. I'm not perfect. I'm not better than anyone. I've indulged in a lot of these negative patterns that affected my life, my joy, my happiness. And it's something I want to bring up in this video because I think I could add a lot of value to you and other people today on this and help you make a shift to having more happiness, more fulfillment in your life, which is something that I think that we all really want deep down inside. And the pattern that I'm talking about is a pattern of judgment, judging others, and criticizing others. Now, I think as human beings, it could be natural to judge other people, right? And oftentimes, a lot of this comes up in our head. You might be, for example, walking down the street or see other people and observe other people, but you might have these negative thoughts come up in your mind. You might be thinking, you might see someone and judge them on how they look or how they dress, or you might judge them for being overweight or underweight, or you might judge them for how they sound. You know, you might be watching me right now in this video and judging me on how I sound or how I talk or how I dress or communicate or whatever it might be. You might judge someone else on their behavior, you know, what they're doing or what they did. You might judge them, for example, I was talking to a client of mine the other day, and, you know, other people that are on the road that you're driving with, right? Maybe someone cuts you off, or someone's a slow driver or a fast driver, and you judge them for that, right? You have this energy, these thoughts that come up, and you criticize them for that behavior. It might be how other people are living their life. You might judge and criticize other people for not being as healthy as you are, or not, you know, some of the decisions that they make, and think, well, why would they do that? Or, you know, maybe that person meets another human being and they get married to that person within 3 months, and you judge them and you think that they're stupid and idiots for making that decision so fast. It's not going to work out. I don't know what it is. I'm just giving you guys some examples, but it's judging other people. And I think what you got to understand is that where this comes from is your ego. Okay. That's all it really is. Your ego, which thrives off of significance and feeling like you're more superior than someone else. Because when you're judging another human being and you're criticizing them, you're essentially putting them down and you're elevating yourself. You're making yourself feel better about yourself. And you think, well, you know, that person's overweight, or that person dresses, you know, in a very eccentric way and has too many tattoos and piercings, and they're, you know, you judge them for that, or you judge them for whatever it is. But essentially what that's doing is making you feel better about yourself. It's elevating yourself, which really stems from insecurity and is really a projection of your own unhappiness and lack of fulfillment in your life. I really want you to understand that when you judge and criticize other people, you're not happy. Because I've met a lot of happy people, because I've studied happiness. The happiest people that I know, they never judge, they never criticize, they just love everyone. They're so happy, they're so overflowing with joy and happiness in their life. They want to bring everyone up. They want to make everyone else feel better. It's not about them. It's about serving others and amplifying how they feel, and they exude that positivity, that joy, that happiness. It's contagious. It's infectious to everyone else around them. And maybe you know someone like that in your life that just is just so happy in that way. But also maybe you know someone that when you're around them, you know, you feel like they're judging you or criticizing you in some way, and you don't feel good about that, right? It affects your relationship with other people as well. So have that awareness, number one. Have the awareness of, number one, are you judging other people? Are you criticizing them? And oftentimes people do that in their head. You know, you might have these negative thoughts that come up. Have that awareness of it, that that's just the ego that's coming up that makes, that wants you to feel like you're better than everyone else, or that your way is the right way, or that you know everything and, you know, this is what's right and this is what's wrong. And of course, we know that life isn't that simple. There's many ways of doing things. And I have the spiritual belief that as human beings, you know, we're all equal. We're all brothers and sisters on this planet. We're all part of the same humanity. And ultimately, yes, everyone looks different and has different behaviors, but people are not their behaviors. People are not how they decide to dress or how they decide to look or what they decide to do or how they live their life. That human beings were more than that. We're spiritual beings. And I could go on and on about spiritual. Maybe we'll talk about that in another video, but I'll give you guys a bit of solution, something that you guys can help you guys with that. I'll share that with you guys a little bit later on in this video. But number one, have that awareness, okay? Are you judging? Are you criticizing? Number two, understand that this is stealing and you're cheating yourself of your own happiness and joy. Because what I also want you to understand is that when you judge and you criticize other people, I can promise you that you judge and criticize yourself much harsher. And really, it's really unfair to judge someone else, because we've all made mistakes. We've all screwed up. We've all, you know, done silly and stupid things that if you get yourself out of your own world for a moment and step into someone else's shoes, you can have a better level of awareness and understanding and compassion for another human being. How could you judge someone else for making that decision, maybe buying something or eating that junk food or whatever it is, when we both know you've also done that yourself, right? You've indulged, maybe not to the same extent or degree, but you've also maybe done something that other people have disagreed with or things that have been mistakes, right? And so again, understand that you can't really judge. It's not fair to you, because you've also made mistakes. No one's perfect. And I think also the judgment and criticizing other people comes from a perfectionist mentality, which is part of the ego as well, where we have to be perfect. And when you have a perfectionist mentality about yourself, you project that to other people and you expect other people to also be perfect. Other people also to be a certain way, because you believe that your way is the right way. Right? And again, time and time again, but I can take that trail and lead it always back to an insecure person and someone who deep down inside is not happy and fulfilled with their own life. So understand, when you judge, when you criticize, when you point the finger at someone else, you've always got three other fingers pointing back at you. And you better make sure that if you do point the finger at someone else, that your hand is clean. And no human being, again, has never made any mistakes. So what's the solution to this? How do you overcome this pattern? And this is something I've worked on a lot in my life, and it's really helped me become more loving, more happy, changed my entire life, guys. I can't even begin to tell you. And I'm not sure if everyone's open to this or not, you know, because sometimes, you know, on the internet, there's always people that are haters and critics and negative. And, you know, my solution to this and my solution to dealing with people like that is understand, I'm not going to judge them for that. That's what I used to do. I used to think, oh, these people are idiots and they're unhappy and they're unfulfilled. I don't have, because again, that's the ego coming up. If I start to judge other people and think, well, they, you know, they're criticizing, so they're unhappy in their life, that's still making me feel better about myself, making me feel more superior, because that's the ego coming up again. So what I do instead is, whenever I deal with someone like that, or even when I have these thoughts come up for myself, what I always try to do is, my trigger is to always send love, because love is the ultimate emotion, the ultimate spiritual emotion in life. I think that we're beings of love. I think our Creator unconditionally loves us. And I think that love is, you know, one of the ultimate solutions in life to peace and harmony and happiness and well-being. And so other people, you know, if I catch myself, I just send them love. I just either put my hand on my heart and just send them energy and love. Oftentimes in my head, I'll interrupt my pattern and just say, I love you. I love you. You know, if I catch myself, okay, that person's, you know, acting a little bit funny, or maybe they're a homeless person, and, you know, I might catch myself judging them for something. You know, I remember, for example, at one point, I'll share some stories with you guys. I used to see these homeless people, and they would, you know, ask for money, ask for change, but then they'd end up going and buy drugs with it or buy alcohol with it. And sometimes these homeless people too, they would have, you know, it's like they'd be homeless, but they would do certain things that I felt just weren't really fair. You know, for example, some homeless people would kind of lie or make up things just to be able to get some money or exaggerate it. You know, some homeless people would even have a dog and a pet. And I think to myself, well, how would I start judging them for that and think, you know, that person, you know, why are people, you know, why are they doing this? Why are they indulging? Why are they lying and deceiving people in this way? Or they have a dog, but they can't even take care of themselves. But instead, I'd catch myself and realize, you know what? No one's perfect. You know, everyone has their experiences of life, and I've never been in that experience where that person's been in their life. So I can't really, you know, I can't really judge that person for that. So instead, what I do, I just send them love. And I'll just, in my mind, whenever that comes up, I love you. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Because again, I believe that human beings, we're all brothers and sisters. We're all related. We're all connected in some way. I remember, you know, I used to judge people. I used to, at one point in my life, be a strict raw foodist and vegetarian diet for about almost a year or so. And I was really into it. And I remember I used to judge other people for eating animals or eating unhealthy. I'd go to the grocery store, right, and see someone, you know, buying dairy products and meats and all these unhealthy foods, and they'd be overweight. And I start judging them for it. But again, that's my ego coming up. My ego wanting to feel more significant and better than the other person, or believing that my way is the right way. So instead, I would just send them love. You know, I love you. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing. It's not about being right. You know, as the saying goes, you can either be right or you could be happy. You could be right or you could be in love. And, you know, it's letting go of that need of being right, which again is the ego. You know, oftentimes they bring that up in relationships, right? Oftentimes couples, they fight, and you got to ask yourself, do I want to be right in my relationship and have the ego win and have that selfish victory? Or am I more committed to the well-being, the harmony of the relationship? And would I rather be in love? And I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather be in love. I think there's a great quote by Martin Luther King. He said that I choose love because hate is far too much of a burden to bear. And I choose love. Hopefully you decide to choose love in your life and happiness. And just send love, guys. Send love. You know, one exercise you can do if you want something practical, walk down the street. I do this all the time. It's a lot of fun. Walk down the street. You know, people are passing you by. Every person that you see, just in your mind, just send them love. Just say, I love you. Looking them in the eyes, I love you. They're going to walk past you. They're probably not even going to notice you. But next person to walk by, I love you. Next person that walks by, just say, I love you. Just say that in your mind. You don't have to say it verbally. You don't have to say it out loud, but just in your mind. Because what happens is when you give love, you also feel it. You feel it inside yourself. When you give to others, you're also practicing the abundance mindset, where you realize that there's more than enough. There's more than enough. You're not threatened by anyone. You're not insecure. You're coming from a higher level place, a place of a higher level of consciousness in your life. And I think if you can do that, number one, I mean, not only does it change your life, your happiness, your joy, because you also got to understand there's physical consequences of judging and hating and criticizing, because it makes you more stressed. It makes you more reactionary. It feeds into the insecurity. Your cortisol goes up. You store more fat. It's not good for your health. It's just not good for anyone, right? Oftentimes negative comments, you know, it can hurt someone else. Other people, maybe they haven't practiced self-development. They don't have a lot of confidence. So, you're also part of the problem in the world, the problem of hate and negativity for other human beings in the world, and you're supporting that instead of being a solution to it. So when you decide to live your life with love and happiness And no one's perfect. You're not going to get this right away, but just be aware of this and try to be proactive with loving and giving to other people and living in happiness. When you do, it will not only change your life, but also your relationships with other people. I believe energetically, we send energy to other human beings. There's a ripple effect that occurs. The more that you give, the more you serve other. It's like almost like a karmic effect. I don't know if you believe in that or not, but it just makes the world a better place. And oftentimes when you're more in that place, you're going to compliment other people. You're going to praise them. You're going to encourage them. And you know what? They're going to reciprocate that back to you. And you're going to attract a higher level people and beings in your life that are more on this, also happy and cheerful as well. So that's my encouragement for you guys. That's my advice for you. And hopefully this can help a lot of you guys in your lives, is to be a force for good in life. Be a cheerleader, be a fountain, not a drain. And practice just giving, serving other people. You know, I'll give you one more thing. I was talking to someone the other day, and I put out a great video on my channel about scarcity versus abundance. If you haven't watched that video, I highly recommend that you check it out. But one person expressed to me they have a scarcity mentality on social media, where they see their other friends and other people in their life doing these certain things, and they never like their photos, right? Like on Instagram, they never like, you know, because, and they express, you know, part of it for them internally is they feel insignificant. They don't want that person doing better than them. They don't want to praise that person, encourage them, because the more successful they become, the more they feel insecure and jealous. And again, that's all insecurity. You got to recognize that. It's all scarcity mentality. And so the practice that I had for that person, again, giving love, but I mean, if you can, express it, the better. So I said to him, listen, on your Instagram or social, I want you to like everyone. Like what, don't judge them. Don't be insecure or threatened by it. Like them. Like, double tap their photos and hit the thumbs up button on their videos, and encourage them. Support other people. Be that person. Because I can promise you, when you are that person, you're going to get more that comes back to you. More people are going to support you and love you as well. And you're going to get more of what you want in your life. Now, I remember hearing this, I'll wrap this up soon, but hearing this story, or this is a good truth, that some people, they see someone that's rich or more successful, more attractive, more beautiful, they judge and they hate that person just because of the money they have, or the success, or the car they drive, or their looks, or their body, or whatever it is, right? Just what that symbolizes makes them feel threatened and insecure. Here's the thing though, guys. If you're like that, if you judge and criticize other people that are more successful than you, they have what you want, you will never have that. Never. Because you're creating, associating pain to having what you want. You know, you're basically taking someone that's successful and putting them down and criticizing them and judging them and feeling insecure and jealous for that and disliking them for that. You're not going to be able to attract that in your life. Instead, you have to bless that which you want. Bless, when you see someone else that's more successful than you, that's wealthier than you, that's happier than you, bless them. Because I can guarantee you're going to attract that in your life at a much different level than you hating on that. Okay? That's a different mentality. That's the abundance mindset. All right? So I gave you some practical things, so hopefully it can help you guys. But, you know, it's a work in progress. Have that awareness, number one. Practice love. Sending love, guys. Again, love is the ultimate. I love you guys. I don't even know many of you, but I love you. And I don't need to know you to love you, to send my love, my energy towards you. You know, I love you just for being here and watching me. And even if you don't like me, I still love you. You know, because I don't believe that people aren't their behaviors. They're more than that. And I believe that deep down, every human being is good. Every human being has at least a side of them that's good and pure. And, you know, I try to bless every human being. So bless you guys. Thank you for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you hit the thumbs up and leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.